بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. This is a message of hope for all of those trying to change sincerely but struggling. This is a message of hope for all of those who have fallen into major sins but know that they shouldn't be in these major sins and are trying to look for a way out. This is a message of hope for all of those wondering, can Allah really truly forgive me? Malik ibn Dinar was once performing tawaf around the Kaaba. And he looks at all of those people coming out asking Allah for forgiveness, performing the obligation of Hajj. And he was wondering, how many of those have their Hajj accepted? How many of those people are going to turn away without anything in their hands in terms of forgiveness, without receiving any mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he goes to sleep that night and he has a dream. And in the dream, a caller calls out to him and he tells him, "Ya Malik, everybody that did Hajj this year has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody that performed pilgrimage has been accepted, except one individual from Khurasan, from the city of Balkh. His name is Muhammad ibn Harun." So Malik ibn Dinar, being the curious imam that we know, he went to this city and looked for the man known as Muhammad ibn Harun. And finally he found him, but the people told him, "He is such a great and righteous man. Tears are coming down his eyes all the time, looking and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness." And so he finally found this man and sat with him and told him, "I've had this dream about you. What is your story?" The man begins to weep, tears come down his eyes, and he tells him, 40 years ago, I got drunk. I got drunk with a friend. And I came home, I was so just physically, mentally out of it, so tired, just can't even see in front of me. And I came into the house, my mom was transferring light or transferring fire from the oven to the lantern to have the lantern lit. So while she's doing that, she sees me coming into the house and I'm struggling to walk. She looks at me and she says, "My son, it's the night of Sha'ban. Tomorrow is the beginning of Ramadan. Everybody's going to wake up turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of fasting. You are going to be waking up hungover. What is the matter with you? Where is the responsibility in your life?" So he turns to her and he strikes her on the head. And then she turns to me and she's like, "Subhanallah, you're so useless. What is wrong with you?" So he throws her back and she falls into the fire and she burns. Imagine burning his own mother. So the wife walks in, she sees him doing that, she takes him and locks him into another room. She's afraid he's going to do any more damage. He wakes up in the morning, he sees himself locked in a room. He doesn't know what's going on. His wife tells him in a very harsh tone, speaking to him very harshly. He looks at her and he tells her, "What's the matter?" She tells him, "You have killed your mom. You have killed your mom." So he says, "Wallahi, for the last 40 years I've been turning to Allah in qiyam, in siyam, in fasting, doing hajj every year, asking Allah every day for forgiveness, asking every day for repentance. And every day somebody comes to me, and an imam comes to me and he says he's had the same dream that you've had, that Allah still has not accepted my hajj, that Allah still has not accepted my repentance." So Malik ibn Dinar turns to him and he's so upset with him. He's like, "The calamity you've done, what a tragedy, what a wrongful sin to do, shame on you." And he tells him, "You have come with such a grave sin, I don't think anything can forgive you. I don't think Allah can forgive you." And he walks away. Malik ibn Dinar has a dream that night in which a caller calls on to him and he tells him, "Malik, la tuqannit an-nas min rahmatillah." Malik, do not let the people despair of the mercy of Allah. Don't have people lose hope in the mercy of Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the message, heard the call, heard the dua of this man, and it was so sincere that night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him for even that sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote him among the people of Jannah after spending some time in hellfire. In this reminder, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive anything you've committed. Allah can forgive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Don't wait. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance now and know that this Ramadan could be the month of change. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.